on its last leg.
Okay, I think we're good here. Okay, so I would like to call to order the January 20th, 2023 special meeting of the Marysville Board of Education. Can we have a roll call, please?
Mr. Ferguson?
Here.
Mr. Keck?
Here.
Ms. Savage?
Here.
Mr. Smith?
Here.
Ms. Devine?
Here. And now we have one item tonight, so I would accept a motion to approve the resolution to proceed with the submission of the tax levy.
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Savage, second by Mr. Keck.
So really, you know, this is just following the legal rules and order in which we need to do things to put a levy on the ballot. So yesterday we approved the resolution of necessity, basically saying that we need a levy, and showing that the levy is needed because of an upcoming deficit. Once we have that resolution, I share that with the county auditor, who then certifies the collection amount of that levy. I have that certification, so that's the next step, is getting that certification. So then now we approve the resolution to proceed with the levy, and then assuming this is approved tonight, I will then take this along with some other documentation that I've got to talk with the attorney to make sure we do it all right. Take that to the Board of Elections, and that will be our final step.
Okay.
And that is due to the Board of Elections before February 1st.
Okay. Good. So yeah, I can see we've got all the dollar amounts in here, the valuation for our district, the millage, the amount per valuation, per $100,000 valuation. Okay. Does anyone have any questions, comments? Nope. Okay.
No, I think we discussed this last night, and we expressed a lot of opinions. We had opportunities over the last several months to ask questions, and we've asked a lot of questions, and as a result of the questions and changes beyond our control, we ended up in a situation where we're able to ask for less than what we initially discussed, but these funds are desperately needed in order for us to continue doing the things that we're doing. So.
Right.
And I think just, again, listening to public feedback about dropping from the 9.9 down to the 8.4 is important. I think also in the presentation last night we covered how the so-called belt tightening has already begun. I mean, as of a year ago, I think those are important aspects for everyone to be aware of.
Yeah, and actually, I feel like we've been tightening belt the entire time I've been on the board. You know, and when we asked for new money back in 2012, and that didn't happen, I feel like every decision has been made looking at a variety of options and ways to use our resources, not just this is how we've done it in the past, but to really take a look at things and see what makes sense with what we're doing, what our goals are, what our strategic plan is. And so I would not expect anything to be different moving forward, whether when this levy passes and we can continue with our programs, then we'll continue to really carefully monitor any revenues that we get in and try and make them last as long as possible.
And I think one thing that we have mentioned, but we were just discussing, is the fact that the state legislature changed the law concerning taxes of industry and business in the state, creating the commercial activity tax and eliminating the personal property tax, the TPP tax. And the result on us is larger than most other school districts around the state. it equates to a loss of about 5 mills.
And that's just since 2016, because actually if you go back to when it was originally eliminated, it was bringing in over $9 million a year.
Yeah.
So that's a huge amount.
Yeah, and that's one of the factors mm-hmm. that has moved us to a higher level than what maybe other school districts in our community and our state would normally be looking for. But mm-hmm. that's a significant amount of money. It's a significant loss and well beyond our control,
right.
As it was a change in state law.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good points. Well, if there are no other comments or questions, roll call. Oh, you have time? Yes.
Say that. I must have blacked out for
okay.
a 30-second span. Did you make the motion?
No, I second.
You made the motion. Thank you.
Okay.
Sorry about
okay.
that.
Okay.
Okay. Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Keck?
Yes.
Mr. Ferguson?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. And now I would accept a motion to adjourn, unless there are any other comments. Nope. Okay,
so
motion to adjourn. Motion by Mr. Keck.
Second.
Second by Mr. Smith. Roll call.
Mr. Keck?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Ferguson?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes.